Sunday, Jason Alexander Hall was shot and killed in Prince George. RCMP identified him as a former leader of the Renegade Outlaw Motorcycle Club, a gang that just a few years ago was responsible for violence and fear on Prince George's streets. Well, now Hall is dead, and police say the Renegade Outlaw Motorcycle Club is no more. Now, for more on what happened to Hall and the biker gang, I've reached Kim Boland, and she's with the Vancouver Sun's crime reporter. And, Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Give me a little bit of a bio on Jason Alexander Hall.
Well, he's a 45-year-old man. He has a young family. He, at one point, led the Renegades biker gang. I ran into him when I was doing a ride-along with the then-gang task force in Prince George back in September 2010. He was cruising around on a Harley, almost stereotypical. He was with another man who, at that point in time, was considered the leader of another gang called the Game Tight Soldiers. And the Game Tight Soldiers leader was wearing a Renegade vest with a bottom rocker, that's the patch at the bottom, suggesting that he was now also in the Renegade. So, you know, that was an interesting development for police at the time. The Game Tight Soldiers gang member was very chatty with me as a reporter visiting the North, but Jay Hall told him to shut up very quickly and refused to say anything to me at all, knowing I was there to kind of do an expose on local gangs.
Well, the Renegades, I mean, they went from this, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, a degree of importance in the gang scene in Prince George, but now police say they're defunct. What do you think contributed to that decline?
Well, there was a lot of targeted enforcement, both by local police and by provincial experts who go after motorcycle gangs here in BC. Jason Alexander himself faced a number of serious criminal charges going back to trafficking in 2006. He was convicted with another member of the Renegades at the time. And there was a lot of violence. I mean, you look back 10 years to the month of Mr. Hall's death, and the president of the gang at the time, Billy Moore, was shot to death and his house was burned to the ground. And that was believed to be linked to the fact that he had unwittingly led an undercover operator into the gang, and there were a number of people charged as a result. So, you know, it doesn't bode well for this investigation, the fact that other members of the gang who have been murdered, there have been no charges laid or suspects identified in those cases.
I'm speaking with Vancouver Sun crime reporter Kim Boland about the decline of the Renegades Outlaw Motorcycle Club in Prince George. Kim, from what I understand, the Renegades were kind of, I guess the Hells Angels were kind of their parent organization, but then they also had some other ties to other groups, and in the end, that perhaps those divided loyalties contributed to not just the death of Jason Alexander Hall, but the actual undermining of the Renegades?
Well, certainly, you know, what the police have said over the years is that the Hells Angels look for local groups to help them ply their trade, that being moving drugs into a community and distributing those drugs and selling those drugs and making a lot of money from those drugs. So the Renegades had been linked to the Hells Angels since the late 1990s. You know, if the Hells Angels had a big event in Kelowna or in Langley on the Lower Mainland, the Renegades would be there for sure. The Hells Angels admitted an association with the Renegades, which they don't always do with these groups that they're working with, police call puppet organizations. But in Prince George, there were other groups that were also there. There was the Crew that was linked to a number of violent assaults on people who owed money at the sort of street level drug trade. You know, you had, as I mentioned, the Game Tight Soldiers moving in, the Independent Soldiers, another gang linked to South Vancouver originally, was there as well. And these weren't always happy relationships because everyone wanted a piece of the pie. Everyone wanted, to make some money. And there were conflicts between people that may have otherwise been on the same side of things.
Jason Hall is not the first former Renegade to be killed, is he?
No, not at all. I mentioned Billy Moore, March 2005. He was shot to death. He was out on bail facing trafficking charges at the time. Now the Hells Angels showed up at his funeral in force wearing their colors, you know, the patch on the back on their vests. And we had another former renegade linked to a lot of violence in Prince George, Joey Ahrens. He was shot to death down on the Lower Mainland in August of 2013. His murder also remains unsolved. And I think one of the cases that Ahrens was linked to, charges of sexual assault in the clubhouse in Prince George, really led to the decline of the renegades. Ahrens was eventually acquitted of those charges, but, you know, that was, you know, a pretty outrageous thing to have linked to your local gang, you know, if you want them to keep doing business with the Hells Angels.
You know, Kim, one presumes that the demand for drugs by people isn't probably going to go away very soon. And as nature abhors a vacuum, what's the likelihood that some other group would come in to fill that void left by the renegades?
Oh, I'm sure they're already there. You know, it's a reality in our society. The police do what they can. Interestingly, for Mr. Hall, he had fallen on hard times. He himself had a drug addiction. In recent years, he had some very low-level crimes that he was committing, shoplifting a couple of years ago with an associate. So, you know, it didn't end well for him even before he died violently on Sunday.
And, Kim, with the police seem to, what seems to be the situation in Prince George is that gang violence has certainly declined a lot in the last few years. How much of that is a credit to the police, and how much of that is a credit to just the decline of the gangs they were fighting?
Well, I'm sure it's a combination of both. You know, you had a lot of people that had come from out of town that were operating up there. I mean, I met some of them on the street of Prince George, and they would say, yeah, I'm with the Game Tight Soldiers. Yeah, I'm with the Independent Soldiers. And they were people from the Lower Mainland. So when there was a lot of targeted enforcement by police, you know, people started getting criminal records. People were leaving Prince George to go serve sentences elsewhere, and people didn't necessarily return. I mean, even Joey Ahrens, who was well entrenched in Prince George, you know, he ended up dying down here in Coquitlam.
Kim Boland, thanks so much for your expertise on this today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Kim Boland is the Vancouver Sun's crime reporter. I reached her by phone this morning from Vancouver.